From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with a pair of European pianists leading a pair of trios. We'll listen first to German pianist Joachim Kühn. In the mid and late 70s, Kühn made a name for himself in the world of jazz funk and fusion, but prior to that, he was a key figure on the European free improv scene. We'll turn to a 1971 LP called Interchange, released on Crystal Records. Joachim on piano and occasionally alto sax, Peter Warren on bass and cello, and Pierre Favre on percussion. And the piece we'll listen to, One Foot Shuffle. Thank you.
Ha ha ha!
That's music from Dutch pianist and composer Leo Kuipers, who is known for his scores for various avant-garde theatrical productions, including the 1979 play Nachtrit. From a 1981 studio session on the Vara Jazz label from the Netherlands, sessions recorded that year in Hilversum, the LP Corners. And he's joined by Arjen Gorter on bass and Han Benink of Instant Composers Pool fame, mainly on drums, but on that track he was featured on sax. The piece Badness Piece. The Joachim Kuhn Trio before that, from Joachim's more free jazz-oriented career. A 1971 album called Interchange. We listened to One Foot Shuffle. We have more European trio music in this set of Jazz Progressions, and we'll turn first to the trio of Werner Perchner on tenor vibes and marimba, Harry Peppel on guitar, more specifically an Ovation guitar, and Jack DeJeanette on drums. So actually more of a Euro-American trio, if you like. From a 1983 ECM LP, out of print for many years, the album Perchner, Peppel, DeJeanette. And we'll listen to the opening cut of side A, African Godchild. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's music from the Contact Trio from Germany, performing on both acoustic and electric instruments. When they performed acoustically, their sound was very reminiscent of early Oregon, minus a reed player. Their electric performances very much influenced by what was going on in European electric jazz, mainly on the ECM label, I think, in the mid and late 70s. Surprisingly, they did not record for ECM, but they did record for a couple of other German modern jazz labels. From their third and final LP from 1981 on the Yappo label called Music, M-U-S-I-K, Everett Brettschneider on acoustic and electric guitar, Alois Kott, acoustic and electric bass, and the new drummer for this trio, replacing original drummer Michael Jülich, was Peter Eisold. We listen to the opening cut of side A, Airlines, and my apologies for the rather annoying scraping sounds at the beginning of that track. I don't own the original vinyl, and this was the only rip available online. If anyone knows where I might be able to obtain a better pressing of this classic, I would love to hear from you. Send email, qualityradioproductions@yahoo.com. But certainly better than nothing, right? Classic stuff from the Contact Trio. Another trio before that, Werner Perchner, Harry Peppel, and Jack DeJohnette from their self-titled ECM LP. We listen to African Godchild. In this, our final set for this edition of Jazz Progressions, we'll turn to some musicians best known in the modern jazz world for their electric jazz playing, but they're very competent at performing acoustically as well. And we'll start with a track from Chick Corea's Return to Forever, and the classic quartet of Chick Corea on keyboards, Al DiMeola guitar, Stanley Clark bass, and Lenny White drums and percussion. From their second album together from 1975, No Mystery, Most of the album is indeed electric, high-energy, jazz funk, jazz rock, but there are a couple of purely acoustic tunes, including the title cut, No Mystery.
Thank you.
some acoustic performances featuring electric jazz heavyweights. We began with Return to Forever, the title cut from the album No Mystery. We then listened to a trio comprising half of that classic mid-70s RTF lineup, Stanley Clark and Al DiMeola, along with violinist Jean-Luc Ponty, a fusion pioneer in his own right. In 1995, they released the album The Right of Strings, many of the tracks very much influenced by Latin and flamenco music. We heard an Al DiMeola composition, Chilean Pipe Song. And lastly, from 1977, a guitar duo, American Larry Coryell and Belgian Philippe Catherine, from the LP Twin House, released on Atlantic Records, we listened to Homecomings. And that will wrap it up for this hour of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Do join me again when you can for more of the best in free improvisation, the avant-garde, and fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.